Your dreams, ambitions, and priorities are what make you unique. With Associated Bank Private Wealth, we've got you. Our personalized approach to wealth planning puts your goals at the center of your plan. Visit associatedbank.com/privatewealth. Member FDIC.
We're on with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I want to focus in on a couple of things hot off the presses this morning. Demand for mortgages fell to a 22-year low last week as higher interest rates and inflation are hurting the home buying process. Are you seeing that bear out here in Chicago?
Yeah, certainly there has been a slowdown. I wouldn't say it's slow, but certainly it's been a few summers since most loan officers have been getting home before dinner time rather than after dinner time. So it certainly has been a well-needed slowdown. I think it'll be relatively temporary. You mentioned that kind of a 22-year low in the index. That's the overall index. That includes purchases as well as refinances. As you might imagine, with rates above 5%, refinances are next to nil at this point. So that's dragging the overall index down. The purchase index actually is holding up quite well. It was lower in 2019 and even 2015. So purchases continue to be relatively strong, albeit at a slower pace. But overall, it has been a slowdown where the opportunity to kind of bid on some of these homes has been a little bit easier for people.
What's at play with that lowering number? Is it higher mortgage rates? Is it the lower supply that's out there? Or all of the above?
Yeah, I think you could say a lot of the above. Higher interest rates, I wouldn't say is all of it, because mortgage rates has really been ticking up since mid-January. At the same time, if you were to look at that chart on the kind of the canceled contract grid, that has worked its way higher with commensurate with the increase in rates. So I would say primarily it's interest rates, but there's also concerns about the economy, concerns about the idea of a housing bubble. All of those things kind of play in, and certainly you can't dismiss the idea of 20-30% sell-off in equity stock prices over that period of time as well.
You mentioned the canceling of the contracts. There's a report out that says Americans are canceling contracts to buy homes at the highest rate since the start of the COVID pandemic. This is probably something that's happening as it reaches your desk, right? If it comes in and the potential homeowner can't afford the mortgage, that's when the deal gets canceled, right?
It is, and you're seeing a lot more scrutiny on home inspections as well. That cancellation number, I believe it's a Redfin data point, and that goes back to 2017. And except during the period of time of the initial pandemic shutdown in March of 2020, it has always been between 10-15%. So it's now at the high end of that range, and certainly higher interest rates go into that. I mentioned the kind of the fear of a housing bubble recession. There's also additional contingencies that people are putting in. So I see a lot more of the contracts that have been canceled due to an inspection that hasn't been acceptable to the client. And normally what would happen is there'd be a negotiation to compensate for those items that need to be corrected. But sellers still are feeling a little confident and not looking to negotiate during the inspection. So there's fewer sellers that are probably giving into some of those demands. I think the biggest item, though, is those higher interest rates. Think about when people get pre-approved, they're generally given a max purchase price, a max loan amount that they qualify for. And as human nature is, people are looking at homes at that high end of their range. So if they're at the high end of their range, then they get into a negotiation where there's multiple offers and have to push a little bit above that. then you have interest rates move a half to 1% higher over a short period of time, which between January and May we did, that puts the homeowners in a position where they just don't even qualify for the loan anymore, don't qualify for the home. So that has been a significant part of it.
The other part is construction loans and building loans. I know there's this same report said that builders are seeing buyers cancel out of their contracts as well. And they're mentioning what you touched on a little earlier, that the potential for recession. They don't even want to get into this process at all because they're fearful of what lies ahead.
Absolutely, and the cost of lumber, steel, trusses, concrete, all those things have been remaining high. So while the rates have moved higher, the cost have moved higher and stayed higher. A lot of clients are just pressing the pause button, and builders, there's a very significant backlog of homes. I think I saw the number of homes that have been approved to move forward but not yet started increased 16% last month. So builders are in a position where they can't handle the builds that they currently have. So they're more than happy to just kind of see some of that activity, that new activity, fall back for a short period of time here as they catch up, hopefully as prices and input costs come down. I think this is going to be a great 2 to 3 month pause. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be great opportunity for the people who have been shut out of the homes that they want to buy because of multiple offers, because sellers are wanting them to waive appraisals or waive inspections to finally find a more competitive marketplace. So for the people who have been looking for months, if not a year or more, this is going to be a great opportunity for them to buy the house they want to buy.
As it sometimes happens when there are storm clouds, there's a silver lining. And Lennar, one of the nation's largest home builders, said that it's actually increasing its incentives to help people get into homes. Are there other incentives out there, other silver linings to these storm clouds?
That's a great indication of those type of incentives. Ultimately, no business wants it to slow down, right? And we're hearing that anecdotally from some of the retailers like Target and others who have really bulked up on what they have in stock. And now that consumers pulling back a little bit, there are those incentives. So yeah, absolutely. This is the opportunity to look for things that are on sale. For the people who have been patient, this is when they really make out.
Ed, I want to ask you about the canceled contract situation. I know from a lending, you have the lending perspective of what to do here, but what advice would you give people if they're in a situation where they have to back out or the contract is canceled?
Well, first and foremost, certainly make sure you're working with a competent real estate attorney that is able to kind of walk you through that process, make sure they're protecting your interests. Generally speaking, people put up money, earnest money, as a deposit on the contract. So if you try to get out of a contract after you execute it, theoretically, you have that at risk. Now, there are contingencies that do protect you to be able to get that money back, but you want to make sure that you're working with a real estate attorney, great realtor as well, to make sure your interests are protected. As it's been a really, really strong seller's market, a lot of home buyers have waived their contingencies, things that protect them, such as finance contingencies, an appraisal contingency, home inspection. More and more contracts I have seen over the past few years than ever for as-is purchases, meaning the client agrees to purchase the property as-is, no matter what they find in an inspection. And that could be something significant, like a faulty foundation, for example. So adding some of those contingencies, working with a great real estate attorney will be able to protect you if you need to back out of that contract.
All right, Ed, good conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, feel free to reach out via email, set up a call. My email is ed.currie@associatedbank.com. That's ed.currie at associatedbank.com.
All right, Ed, we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.